WZEZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Top congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle met with President Trump at the White House Monday with no word of an agreement that would prevent a government shutdown this week. Democrats want to see restored funding to the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid. Republicans say that was never on the table. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on speaking to the Commander-in-Chief.
If he will accept some of the things we asked, which we think the American people are for, on health care and on rescissions, he can avoid a shutdown. But there are still large differences between us.
Turning Point USA's college tour returns to Utah Tuesday for its first event there since its founder, Charlie Kirk, was killed on a college campus earlier this month. The stop at Utah State University in Logan is about 2 hours north of Utah Valley University, where Kirk was killed September 10th by a gunman who fired a single shot through the crowd while Kirk was speaking. This is ABC News. 71 passengers and one crew member reportedly got sick in a new norovirus outbreak on a cruise ship.
Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas is traveling on a September 19th to October 2nd voyage from San Diego to Miami. Dozens of passengers got sick from norovirus, according to the CDC. In response to the outbreak, the crew increased cleaning and disinfection procedures and isolated those who got sick. The Serenade of the Seas is due to arrive in Miami on Thursday. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Court filings reveal YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit brought by President Trump when he was suspended from the platform after the 2021 Capitol riots. $22 million will support construction of a White House state ballroom. About $2.5 million will go to the other plaintiffs in the suit. In a memo to the judge, federal prosecutors say Sanj Combs deserves at least 11 years in prison when he's sentenced Friday on two counts of transportation for the purposes of prostitution. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
It's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2. NBA, Bucks GM John Horst on the changes he and Doc Rivers made in the offseason.
He and I went into the offseason heavily focused on how can we maximize Giannis's impact on our team? How can we maximize the rest of the players that we acquire?
Giannis, unable to attend the press conference, he's grounded in Greece after testing positive for COVID. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight and some areas of fog forming as well. Light winds, lows of the lower 50s. After that fog burns off Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Could have a couple of sprinkles in the afternoon with highs close to the 80-degree mark. It's 53 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hannish discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. That's exactly what gerrymandering is. But in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable words.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on Monday. Back to work, back to school, September 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here. Blue skies and yellow leaves starting to fall here at the intersection of State and Fairchild in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. You set it up. Let's take a look at the beautiful Sam Davidson street cam. Look at that beautiful shot, Summers, today in downtown Madison. The crossroads of the state. Here, look, cars going by. Look at the beautiful Overture Center. Right in the right-hand side, for those watching the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, a person navigating the road. She's crossing against the light as cars are coming by playing Frogger, a live version of Frogger, as she goes down State Street.
Bold, I will say.
Bold, not, elevator doesn't quite go to the top floor.
Although, like you mentioned, the leaves are turning yellow.
The leaves aren't. There's a UPS driver, one of our fine UPS. Many thanks to all of our great people delivering the crap that comes to our houses.
It is a lot.
And we go online, we order stuff, and show people have got to deliver that. So the great drivers that we have. Thank you. Many thanks to Jane Matinari. You can hear her every morning from 9 until 11 on many of these fine stations across the Civic Media Ready Network. And you can hear her on Madison Station, WMDX, over the air in the evening, a replay of the morning show at 10 o'clock. So tune her in on MDX or anywhere on the Civic Media app via WAUK in Milwaukee. New signal down there in Milwaukee as well.
Indeed. Now it's a true downtown Milwaukee station.
Yes. So you can hear that. I think that's great. So here, Jane, all over. And you couldn't find a nicer person. You couldn't find a more genuine person. And for my money, not a more talented person in radio. And we're lucky to have her here at Civic Media. Matt and Aaron air every morning from 9 to 11. And we're going to do this every Monday now. That'll be a lot of fun. And it takes a half an hour off of my plate where I could just say, oh, well, got a half an hour. We're just going to catch up with Jane. That's no work at all because she does all the heavy lifting, and it's just nice to have a conversation with somebody like that.
It's always time well spent with Jane.
That's a very, very good way to say it. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, because Jane and I, guess what, are both talkers, and so we didn't have time to get to this, but I want to get into it a little bit later on in this half hour.
And it's a more serious subject than we might usually do in hour number two, but I think it's important. As they say, you can't really say I want to suss it out anymore because now suss means something different.
Well, it still works. People still say that.
Do they really?
Even yeah, if you are spelling it, sussing it out is S-U-S-S, whereas if someone is sus, it's just S-U-S because it's short for suspicious.
Right. See, Zomers keeps us. And therein lies the point of this whole thing. I think a lot of you know this. I've been trying to be more reflective lately myself of the show. And so I'm trying to dig down, like, why are people reacting to things a certain way? How are they hearing things? How am I talking about things? And so I did some deep dives over the weekend, and this surprise, I guess I kind of sort of thought it, but never really stopped to say, well, is this true? The right, if you want to just be very general, the conservative side, have a lot more people who are engaging youth on campuses in what I would say is a positive way. And one of these people, Brilliant Hollyhand, is all over socials. He's kind of, I don't know if he's self-describing, but others are saying he's kind of Charlie Kirk 2.0. Much younger, freshman in college at Clemson, now flying all over the country, well-spoken, good-looking, Christian. But very, from the things I've seen, delivers things, whether you agree with it or not, very calmly and friendly. And there are other people like this on the right, particularly Gen Zers, young people. And you compare that with what's out there. Who's speaking to Gen Z on the left? And by and large, what I can see, it's people who are perhaps very well-intentioned, but are very angry. And there's a lot of yelling and a lot of screaming and a lot of indignation over Donald Trump. Now, all those things may be justified. But the question I want to get into later this hour is that sustainable and how is it working? Because as recently as 12, 13 years ago, when I was working a block up the street in the state capitol, my former party, which I left in 2011, they spent a lot of time trying to pass laws under the auspices of voter ID, which were nothing more than voter suppression. And part of that was to suppress the vote on college campuses because the thought was, well, you know, the college kids are all voting Democratic, or the majority are. I think if you look at the 2024 election results, that ain't particularly true anymore. And why is it that conservatives are starting to gain, particularly among white males on our college campuses, and liberals and Democrats are losing that argument on our college campuses? I have a couple of different clips from social media from Gen Z going to play for you a little bit later and want you to weigh in because I think it starts to get us down to a realistic discussion about how and why people are hearing certain things. So we're going to get into that in just a minute here. Also going to play another edition of What's Worse, Glasses or Contacts. I've had both. But right now at 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again. Well, let me just set that up again. I'll be so glad when this week is over. Right now it's 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Here's how we play. If you don't have it, download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Open it up. First 10 stations is where you'll find us. Choose one of those. Open that up. You'll see a little text icon in the lower right-hand corner. I'm going to give you a word in just a moment. Text that word on the Civic Media app. Up for grabs today. Somebody today is going to win $200 cash and gold jewelry. And everybody will be eligible to win the one grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a Green Bay home game, November 23rd of this year at noon. Plus, a gas card to get you to the game. It has a value of $1,550 and is a multi-state contest. Here is the word to text in right now. You have until 4 o'clock. Today's word is metal. Metal. M-E-T-A-L. Make sure you type it correctly. You have the right spelling for the word I just said. Metal. M is in Mary. E. T is in Todd. A. L. Not another word that sounds very, very similar, but metal, as in gold, is a metal. Is it, though? Or is it like a mineral or something?
It's metal, I'm pretty sure.
All right. So metal, M-E-T, as in Todd, A-L. You must spell it correctly. The computer will not recognize a close proximity. Close, as they say, only counts in horseshoes and grenades, but not in Civic Media's Text to Win Green and Gold multi-state contest. Today's word for this hour, metal. M-E-T as in Todd, A-L, metal. Text it right now. Good luck, everybody. Sometimes I crack myself up. Because the attorneys on the 12th floor, they don't like me horsing around. And so we're pre-recording these now so I don't goof up. And so we do that bit before we start the show. So if you're watching the stream, you're like, why can I hear Todd, but I don't see him talking? It's because they're pre-recorded right before we go on. And today we actually had to stop the taping because I messed up. So no horsing around, Zombers. No horsing around.
Yeah, you'll hear that version, I think, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That particular one.
Yes. By the way, tomorrow, great guest lined up. Alex Modorsky is going to be here talking about the stewardship fund, the Noel Nelson Stewardship Fund. And, boy, don't we need more information on that, because that's a great program that's in danger of not continuing. Alex Modorsky from the Nature Conservancy will be here. And also our old friend Sean Fetaplace, who will be here in his capacity as National Campaigns Director for Main Street Action on the budget reconciliation coming up out in D.C. and the government shutdown, the impending one, how it'll impact healthcare. So we, in fairness, we recorded those today because tomorrow, so no calls tomorrow, because I think you heard me maybe say, I was talking to Jane Matinere, Dad's having a little minor oral surgery, so I'm going up to be with them tomorrow in Shawano. So it'll be all new content, and we're going to give you the green and gold word tomorrow. So tune in for that. And then we'll be back from Shawano on Wednesday with an all new live program. All right, time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing give away, no prize, money involved. But it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. Timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. I have had both. It's not girlfriends versus boyfriends.
Although.
No. I've had both. What's worse, the category today, glasses or contacts? Glasses or contacts? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zombers, you and I both have glasses on. Have you ever had contacts?
I have when I was younger, in like 5th and 6th grade.
Really? That young? That's unusual, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, the reason is because I took dance classes as a kid. And the dances get more vigorous as you get older. And so we were thinking, you know, maybe you should do contacts so I can go on stage and not have to worry about my glasses flying off my face. I hated it.
Really? It didn't work?
We can get into why, but.
Now, if you were in the Betty Hayes School of Dance at Richland Center, Betty was, you were not allowed to wear glasses.
Not allowed?
No. Nope. Yeah. They were not allowed on stage.
See, my vision is so terrible that I needed contacts. Yeah, like, even contact. In 5th and 6th grade and whatever, I would have needed something.
What's worse, glasses or contacts? Glasses or contacts? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. Download it today, your Apple or Android device.
It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. I tuned into CBS. They have a new set, which somehow is smaller. It looks smaller than the old one. That's a whole nother cup of coffee on National Coffee Day. Come on back. Your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Glasses or contacts. What's worse? And why I feel liberals are losing the war on campus.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Matt and Air on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes, yes. 24 hours on every network, yep, that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man. Yeah.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
Love that song. Well done, Zombers. Gets me in a good mood. Bright, sunshiny day. It is bright and sunshiny here at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, capital city of the great state of Wisconsin. 23 now past the hour of 3 o'clock, right in the middle of today's What's Worse, Glasses or Contacts? Glasses or Contacts? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mary, on the text line. On listening on WMDX out of the beautiful city of Mount Horeb. Well, it might be a village. Mount Horeb, city or village? I bet it's a village, but we'll see. And Mount Horeb, Mary says, I have a hybrid answer. Contacts that still require you to use readers. The wonderful option that comes with aging. Well, yeah, right? I mean, I had cataract surgery a couple, 3 years ago. And I don't have to wear glasses to drive, but to read, like you see here, I got to have, they're kind of a higher end reader.
I actually, in my two most recent eye doctor appointments, they had me check if having like the little, not quite bifocals, but magnifiers in the bottom halves would work better. And I'm like, man, my eyes suck.
Kevin. And beautiful Amro. I've been to Amro. Beautiful Amro. Kevin, listening on WISS out of Oshkosh, says contacts are worse. Ripped my cornea. Oh, my gosh. And no warranty. Ugh. Sorry to hear that, Kevin. Hope everything is okay now. Yeah, I mean, you got to use, like I said, there's a period of time I had contacts for a while. And you know, I know and now, depending upon your prescription, some you can keep in for like up to a week or whatever without taking them out.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, but don't just say, well, I heard that on Todd's show. Your ophthalmologist or optician has to tell you that you're the right candidate. It's a special kind of lens, a special kind of drops, but. Yeah, it's a lot more work than glasses. But to your earlier point, Zombers, if you're an active person outside, well,
right, and you can, as one of the pitchers on the Brewers, you can have essentially goggles with your prescription right in them. But those look goofy as hell.
But I think they look kind of cool on some of these players.
Yeah, I just mean I wouldn't want to wear that all day every day.
Well, no, not all day every day. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Megan, where's Megan there? Speaking of things I can't read, Zomers is a little small. You know, what does Megan have to say there?
Megan, our own Megan here in the office, says, I also hate wearing contacts. I only wear them for special occasions now, but high school me tried to wear them all day long because I hated my glasses back then. Life is so much easier in glasses.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. And now glasses are pretty cool. I mean, all kinds of different, you know, weights and all that kind of stuff. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary, getting her done in beautiful Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling. Glasses or contacts? What's worse?
Well, I can't say what's worse, but I can say what's better. Glasses are better. For one reason, I look smarter. When I don't wear my glasses, I don't look as smart. So people do respect me more. My wife, she wears contacts. When she sneezes, she sometimes pops her contact out and she can't find it, or it goes back up in her eyelid.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll take glasses. I'm a heating contractor, so I all over the place. I'd rather get a chip in my glass or my plastic lens than getting something in my eyeball, you know?
Yeah.
All right. But I do want to make a comment about what you were talking about earlier, if I can.
Sure. We'll get into this after the upcoming farm report. We're talking about what we're going to get into is whether Gen Z, the young people, are whether conservatives are winning the we can't use war anymore because that brings up all kinds of bad stuff. But the conservatives are winning the game of trying to get people to sign up for the Republican side versus the liberal side of college campuses. Go ahead.
I about a year ago, I noticed that some of these colleges, they're having revival. I mean, Christian revivals in these colleges. These kids want something. I mean, they're looking for something at that age, 18, 19. What are they going to do with their life? Mm-hmm. Christian people, like you and I talked earlier, are just happier people. Now, I want to say something about this Charlie Kirk thing. I find it interesting. I've been asking a lot of older people, do you know who Charlie Kirk is? And they said, oh, absolutely. I said, before he was murdered, did you ever hear of him? Never. Mm. Well, he is more popular in death than he is when he was alive, at least with people. Now, I saw him because I would, once in a while, I'd see him on Fox. But I never sat there and turned on a podcast with them. But what I do now is I go back and I look at some of these. Go ahead, Todd.
No, just, only because I'm up against the clock, I want to get your reaction to this. I don't necessarily disagree with anything you're saying, but I've talked to people that also really never heard of him. But do you also agree or disagree that it depends on where you get your information and news from or what you listen or watch as to what you thought of him?
Of course. He was on Fox. People on Fox, and what I've seen on Fox, he was like, I thought he was going to become president of the United States someday. Mm. Not like in the next 10 years, but someday, because this guy just had no fear.
Interest in time, if you watch or listen to certain things, all you heard about him is talking about his quote-unquote Christian values. If you watched his podcast or other things, you heard him talking about more divisive opinions on social issues. And I think therein, it depends on what people listened or watched. And people have strong opinions because they say, well, he never said that. Well, he did, but you just never saw it. And that's what I find fascinating.
I do go back and I on YouTube and I watch a lot of his debates with these young kids. I never watch the podcast, but he was really calm. These people at these colleges are very disrespectful of them, and he just was very nice back, I thought.
Gary, always appreciate your perspective and call. Stay tuned. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Who is winning the messaging on college campuses in Wisconsin and America? It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Top congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle met with President Trump at the White House Monday with no word of an agreement that would prevent a government shutdown this week. Democrats want to see restored funding to the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid. Republicans say that was never on the table. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on speaking to the Commander-in-Chief.
If he will accept some of the things we asked, which we think the American people are for, on health care and on rescissions, he can avoid a shutdown. But there are still large differences between us.
Turning Point USA's college tour returns to Utah Tuesday for its first event there since its founder, Charlie Kirk, was killed on a college campus earlier this month. The stop at Utah State University in Logan is about 2 hours north of Utah Valley University, where Kirk was killed September 10th by a gunman who fired a single shot through the crowd while Kirk was speaking. This is ABC News.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2. NBA, Bucks GM John Horst on the changes he and Doc Rivers made in the offseason.
He and I went into the offseason heavily focused on how can we maximize Giannis's impact on our team? How can we maximize the rest of the players that we acquire?
Giannis, unable to attend the press conference, he's grounded in Greece after testing positive for COVID. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, dropped to number three this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number two was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in fourth place with just under $7 million this week. It's fifth in theaters. And finishing at number five was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Hi, meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight and some areas of fog forming as well. Light winds, lows in the lower 50s. After that fog burns off Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Could have a couple of sprinkles in the afternoon with highs close to the 80-degree mark. It's 53 at our studios.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on a Monday, September 29th, 2025. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zommer is a great producer engineer on the board right in the middle of today's green and gold text to win multi-state contest. The word to text in via the Civic Media app is metal. Metal, as in something is made of metal. M as in Mary, E, T as in Todd, A, L. Metal. Make sure that you spell that correctly and not something else. Metal is the word to text in right now on the Civic Media app. Up for grabs today, our daily prize of $200 cash and gold jewelry. Everybody gets entered in for the grand prize of two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. The word is metal. Text it in right now. You have until 4 o'clock. And then Maggie and Pete will have a word a little bit later on in the day. All right. This is something I want to get into, and I want to have a good discussion on it. I just find it fascinating. Like, one of the things that, as I said before, I'm trying to do more of is be more reflective myself of this show. And, like, what am I doing to enhance discussions, or am I harming it? Am I throwing gasoline on it, or am I helping to bring understanding? And that's not to say that I think I have all the answers. It's how can I foster a discussion that brings out truthful dialogue? So, one of the things that fascinates me are how Trump won Wisconsin again. And when I was working in the legislature 12, 15 years ago, my former party, I left the Republican Party in 2011, they were trying to suppress the vote on college campuses because they said young people tend to vote more Democratic. Zommers, you're 26. Do you think that's still, I'm not looking at data, but just give me your gut. Do you think that's still true today, that 50% plus one of people your age tend to vote more Democratic?
I think for women, absolutely. I think for men, it's sliding hard in the opposite direction.
And quick.
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating. I hear, you know, one of the cool things is, you know, that I have two godsons. And I don't talk a lot of politics to them right now because, number one, they're out of the state. But when you hang out, I have two nieces who are in that category. And I don't think you're wrong, Zommers. And so one of the reasons that I feel that way is because of how young people are being talked to, with, and at. And you kind of have two categories. You have the social media platforms, and then you have the live in-person discussions, right? So I chose a couple, not really randomly, but here's one of the things I looked at is that on the left, and you know, we get algorithms. This is a whole other show. But you choose something on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and the algorithm recognizes that. And so it feeds you more things to look at that you're already. So it reinforces your natural biases.
Because it wants you to spend as much time on there as possible.
Right. And so that's built in. So if you consume media from, I consume both, probably more left than right, if I'm being honest. But there's a lot, and the thing I notice on the left, these young people in their 20s, is they come on, a lot of it's in their car, You know, I don't get all that. Why now you have to do stuff in your car, but you do. And there's a lot of anger. And I get that because, look, I spent a lot of time on this show in 2024 warning people that this is the existential choice, democracy or authoritarianism. And I think that people on the left now feel because Donald Trump got a second term, they feel like it's, well, it's all over because you told me that it was an existential choice that democracy is. And I think there's a lot of hopelessness and a lot of anger. Like, how do we change this? And so here, this is a woman who goes by Madeline. She appears to be in her early 20s. This was reposted on an anti-Trump Twitter site, but this is a TikTok post from Madeline. I'm going to play you the whole thing, and then we'll play you somebody on the conservative side. So this is from Madeline on TikTok.
It was just announced that they're going to send the military out against United States citizens in Portland. 2 days ago, there was an executive order signed stating that they're going to increase the surveillance and crackdowns on Antifa, which is simply anybody who is anti-fascist. We are also missing over 1,200 people from these detention centers. 1,200 people are missing. And you think that they care about people standing around in the streets with signs? Are you finally going to listen to all of us who have been saying for months that the time for that is over, it doesn't work anymore? They don't care. They don't care. They don't care! We also don't have midterms. We don't have over a whole year. We're only 9 months in and there's almost a full consolidation of power. Come on.
A lot of passion, obviously a lot of anger, and there's a lot of guys, not just women, but guys doing the same type of thing. And I found one that there wasn't swearing because there's usually a lot of swearing in these. And that's fine, passion online. But I'm struck by a couple of things in that one, Zomers. I saw the same thing when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and there were a lot of wonderful, very earnest young women at the state capitol who were doing interviews and saying, we cannot do this. We are the United States. They cannot do this to us. And as someone who worked in politics, I thought, well, actually they can. And I think that there are consequences when people don't go and vote. And there are consequences when people want to protest on college campuses and talk about Gaza and Palestine and say, well, I can't vote for Joe Biden. I have to go and interrupt Kamala Harris. I can't vote for Kamala Harris because she's, quote unquote, the lesser of two evils. And then come back like this young woman, very earnest and passionate, and say, well, we can't stand for this. We can't wait for midterm elections. Oh, well, what's your option? I have no idea if she voted. I have no idea who she voted for. But right, agree or disagree, Zomers, I think it represents people on the left who are angry and protest, but then don't want to vote because their candidate isn't perfect on all their litmus tests.
Well, I will say overall, yes, with this individual, I don't know anything about
her. We don't know.
She may have voted for Harris. She may not have. I will say, I think that this frustration is still justified. It's just, sure, what do you do with it? Because right, it does feel like nobody cares. Like all the rules are gone. Like what the hell are we supposed to do to, you know, have any positive effect on the world? And so I get where it's coming from.
Yeah, I'm not bad mouthing her earnestness or her anger or not saying it's justified. I'm just saying that's what you see out a lot on social media. Now on the other side, here's this kid, Brillian Hollyhand, who is kind of billing himself, not overtly, not in name, but essentially as the next Charlie Kirk, was an acolyte of Charlie Kirk, is very popular, has 222,000 followers on Twitter. Here he's talking in a recent post about Gen Z.
It's amazing that President Trump's back in the Oval Office. It's amazing that Republicans have control of Congress. It is. You see, those are short-term fixes on a long-term cultural problem, though. It's wonderful that Gen Z shifted the pendulum to the right in this cycle. How do we keep Gen Z behind the GOP going forward? For this to be a generational shift and not a one-time change. There was frustration that prompted my generation to get behind President Trump. How do we turn that frustration into achievements? Well, that's what the president's done for the past 9 months.
That is Brillian Hollyhand. At a recent, and he's flying all over the country doing in-person types of events. And so I just thought to myself, well, do some research, Todd, and figure. So I put into Google, who are the Gen Z liberals speaking on campus? This is the, not saying that Google has all the answers, but here's what I got back. There is no single equivalent group of prominent Gen Z liberals speaking that tour college campuses with the same high profile, organized approach as conservative groups like Turning Point USA. Instead, young liberal voices on campuses are more often represented by student-led movements, activists, and influencers who primarily use social media to organize and broadcast their views. And so I think it goes to your point, Zommers, that what do you do with your anger? What do you do with your frustration? Look, a peaceful protest, that's people's right, right, under the Constitution. But that has to be transformed into action of signing up people and turning them out to the polls. And in my opinion, it can't be a litmus test of, oh, well, if this person isn't 100% pro-choice, they're not good enough. We're not voting for them. If this individual won't pledge to defund ourselves from Israel, then I'm not going to vote for that person. As someone who worked in politics a long time, ran races, lost some, won a lot, you can't play a zero-sum game and expect to have political success long-term.
I think part of it is the slow erosion of education and civics in schools, mm-hmm. where kids, and I include myself in this despite being an adult, you know, people, Gen Z and younger,
young people, yeah,
don't all understand how the government works. They're right. not taught much of it, and social media distracts all of us so much, and the internet and everything, that we don't know that it takes so long. And the thought is always, well, why is it so slow? Because that's the way we've done it. Why do we have to do things the way we've done it? Why can't we just do what's right?
855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Cam, listening to WISS in Oshkosh out of Appleton. Cam, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, so there's actually a lot of left-wing social media personalities that aren't involved with any of the PACs, like Brian Tyler Cohen's PACs that he created. But something I wanted to point out was that you have people that do participate in that PAC that Tyler Brian Cohen has, like David Pakman, who covered an interview with Election Truth Alliance reviewing the actual data and from the 2024 election. And he's not allowed to post about anything without verifying it through Tyler Brian Cohen's PAC first, which goes through the Dems directly, who then all give a yes or a no to things being posted. So they signed off on this, on the election hack information, saying, yeah, go ahead and talk about it. And I feel like that did more of a justice for people from my generation and below than any of this discussion is doing, because feel like you're playing like just random voice lines and then saying, see, loud and shrill versus...
I'm playing examples of. I mean, I've been watching this stuff since the election came. I consume way too much. I mean, do you care to share how old you are?
I'm 29.
So you're 29. So, do you feel that there are people on the left speaking to you that motivate you to vote? And do you? I mean, I'm assuming you're not in college anymore. But a long time since I'm just looking at who's speaking to people on college campuses, and I think that there are. A lot. I'm hearing this tangentially from people that have white, straight male kids, college age, that are saying, you know, they feel left out of the political process. And part of the reason they're voting conservatively is because they feel that that gives them an avenue, that they feel left out of the left. Do you think that's fair or unfair?
I don't think that's fair at all. I see that stuff, and I see that there's a lot of it pushed by bots on social media.
And I think that's a fair thing to say. Absolutely. Come on back. We'll continue this discussion on social media, on messaging to young people, and what's next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Almost Show.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right Centurio.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden, over on our Facebook page, jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Weather update with our great weather team. It's going to be nice all week, hot, sunny, summer-like. Enjoy it because fall is coming after this weekend. And then the fantastic reporter. Nobody does it better than Mike Clemens when it comes to sports. He was down in Dallas last night. 40-40 tie. Not good at all. Mike has the details for you in the sports report, followed by another a great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, and another great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwab from 6 until 8. They will both have a new text to win green and gold text to win word for you. Our word, good until 4 o'clock, metal. Text the word METAL, M-E-T-A-L, METAL, is the text to win word until 4 o'clock. Fabulous cash and prizes are up for grabs. Talking about, and look, I'm getting a lot of, and I love the fact they have a lot of hot takes. Because I think it helps me understand that this is something I think a lot of us are thinking about, but maybe not talking about. And I'm not here to tell you that I think I have all the answers on this. I just think self-reflection is good. And I think how we talk about things and is it working is a good exercise. And I think when it comes to young people on college campuses, I think the left has, and many of it, justifiable anger. But that's all it is. And I don't think that anger is a long-term viable political strategy. You have to give people something to vote for, to rally for, to be hopeful for. And I'm not saying I agree with how the right is doing it. I'm just saying, to Zahmer's point earlier, it is having a successful effect with particularly young white straight males in college campuses. And the social media algorithms that are bombarding most of us have a dramatic effect on that. And I don't think that any of us, including me, fully understands what's going on. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the old Facebook. People watching on Facebook. Heather, up in beautiful Eau Claire, says, I'm baffled just as you are. I've spoken with friends who say they talk with friends about the exact same speech that was given, but their algorithm shows them a totally different segment of the speech. Same topic, same speech, way different takes on it, depending on what you click on. The invisible internet controllers are dividing people. That sounds like a woo-woo weird stuff, but where is it coming from? Bots, hackers? I agree with my little sister. And a lot of this is from foreign adversaries who are pitting us against ourselves.
Yep.
855-752-4842. Charles, listening on AUK in Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd. So my kids are old enough to vote. Mm-hmm. And we talk. I don't expect my kids to go on social media or listen to a podcast or to get their information. I talk to them about the importance of voting and what it means for us, especially having black sons and black daughters. Mm-hmm. If my boys know their worth and they know that their sisters, they're not in competition with their sisters. Now, if these young white men don't know their worth, then that sounds like a home problem, that they haven't been taught to feel good about themselves. And they haven't been taught that you respect women. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. And what they're going to the college campuses. What are they talking to these young white men about? Are they talking to them about the great white replacement theory? Mm-hmm. That's a huge thing out there right now. You know, are we having mm-hmm. too many black and brown people in this country? Are they going to wipe away the white race?
Yeah.
I mean, ignorant stuff like that, when African-Americans only represent, I think, 12% of the U.S. population.
Right. Charles, I wish we don't hang up. I wish we had more time, because I always love your perspective. This is really important stuff. I couldn't agree with you more that there are problems at home, but you can't legislate that necessarily. B, I haven't attended any of these rallies. It's just stuff I read or watch or whatever. But to your point, my sense is that these more conservative groups are giving young white straight men a sense of belonging. Now, it might be the wrong kind of belonging, but I think that they are feeling a need for belonging. And on the left, would you agree or disagree, Charles, that sometimes, I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush, but sometimes on the left, in trying to promote their own cause, they're doing it at the expense of not bringing other people along. And so people that aren't part of the cause feel ostracized. Is that fair or unfair?
No, that's fair. And I can see how people would think that, well, they're not trying to help me out. You know, they're only concerned about women, or we've been told that they're only concerned about trans people.
Mm-hmm.
I just still say, Todd, your people at home, family members, have to talk to you and have to talk to you about the right thing.
Yeah, 100%.
And like I said, if you're a young man and you don't understand your worth, then I think that's a family problem. You know, this whole manosphere thing. I don't drive a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk around like a manly man with my shirt off. But I guarantee you, I can get stuff done.
But isn't it?
And I don't walk around saying I'm a manly man.
Right.
Nor do my boys.
But Charles, to get to your point, or at least my perception, it's how parents tell their kids, particular sons, what it means to be a man. Right? It's not about your appearance or your strength or your physical strength. It's your character. It's who you are inside. Will your friends and family respect you? Isn't that what it's supposed to be about, Charles?
That's what it's Todd. But that's not what we're getting out here today.
100%.
Yeah,
Wish we had more time, Charles. I always appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for your perspective. Great show coming up tomorrow. Hope you join us then. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The proposed peace plan for Gaza announced at the White House Monday provides an outline for its future. The hostages would be released, Hamas would disarm, aid would come in. There would be phased withdrawal of Israeli troops, and reconstruction of Gaza could start. But as ABC contributor, retired Colonel Steve Ganyard points out, the deal might appeal to Hamas leadership.
I'm wondering what the incentive here for Hamas to surrender now is. It isn't included in the plan, but was there some backdoor discussion about, hey, Hamas leadership, if you throw in the towel now, we'll give you safe passage to some country.
The peace plan could also mean more than 2 million people living there would be under international control, not Israel's. Longtime couple Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split. The Oscar-winning actress and country singer have been married since 2006 and shared two daughters together, ages 17 and 14. A source reportedly said Kidman did not want the separation. This is ABC News. New